By the way, the book started as an audiobook, like the first Tuna Tasking did. I went into the studio, and my friend, who was the engineer, said, "Where's your outline?" And I pointed to my head, and he shook his head. He goes, "You know, I don't mind doing this for you, but you're wasting your time and mine." And then I went off for about 90 minutes, and I dictated the book. And he's a jazz musician, Don. And Don goes, "You know, that was virtuosic." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "You know what a virtuoso is?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Man, you just riffed for 90 minutes." So we got a transcription of the 90 minutes. We edited it. I re-recorded it. And that became People Are Dying to Be Heard as an audiobook. When I got to Vista Law, they talked about wanting it to become a book. So we hired an editor. Her name is Reggie LaBerge. And Reggie and I sat down for about 8 hours. She interviewed me. She reorganized the audiobook in terms of the sections. And then she added all these stories I told her and some more listening philosophy and guidance. So the book is an expansion of the audiobook. They're both on the website. One of the stories I don't think I told her, though, I talk about the power of listening first to yourself on a daily basis, then to people you know, and then to strangers. Because the strangers who are talking to you are dying to be heard if they wouldn't talk to you. They talk to somebody they know, but they don't have people they know anymore who take the time to hear them.